Beverly, we've got this question here for you, which says, is it better to water a potted plant from the surface of the soil or putting some water in the saucer underneath so it comes up through the ground underneath? I must admit I've wondered this as well, because I'm guilty of just sort of plonking some water on at the bottom of the stem. Am I doing a bad thing?
Well, you might be. One of the biggest insults one of my gardeners at the Botanic Garden can say of another of his colleagues is that they're a classic overwaterer. And a classic overwaterer always waters from the top down. But actually, it doesn't really matter which way you do it, so long as you don't leave them sitting in it. So the problem with water from a plant's point of view is that their roots need to be able to respire, just like the above ground tissues. They need to be able to take in oxygen and give out carbon dioxide, and they can't do that if they're waterlogged. So long as whichever you do, you give it a few minutes and then you drain away the excess, it'll probably turn out all right.
Because someone said to me, you mustn't water your African violet from the top because it will go all rotten and mouldy and manky. And I must admit, I did water an African violet like that. It was my wife's and I killed it. And I felt terribly, terribly guilty. Am I off the hook?
I think you are off the hook. You'd have killed it either way.
Oh, thanks. Thank you very much, Beverly.